Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hammock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Fred Hammock. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Collins moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shiley moves to second. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Shiley scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is hit by the pitch. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Young moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Slim Harris now pitching. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Schalk and they have the runner in a rundown. Johnson applies the tag, and Hauser is out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harris. McClellan moves to third. Frank Callaway now playing third base. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber bunts in front of the plate. Perkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Perkins. McClellan scores. Schalk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Schalk moves to third. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schalk scores. Hooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Walker is chasing the ball. Shealy rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McClellan hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Johnston pinch hits for Slim Harris. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston strikes out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Eckert now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Galloway for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sheely moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sheely moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Falk strikes out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheely scores. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schalk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Eckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckert strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 3 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 4 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGowan strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Shealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Maw still hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McClellan moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 4 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 3 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shock for a passed ball. Galloway moves to second. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Frank Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Callaway strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Brugge pinch hits for Charlie Eckert. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.